Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Wow, that was drums, man.
Did you hear me?
I saw it.
I didn't hear it, but I saw it. I saw it.
No, but you heard it.
No,
it
I
came
didn't.
Through the speakers.
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't have headphones on. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good afternoon. Welcome. This is The Drive with Bob. You need to put your headphones on.
Why?
Because you would have heard the drums.
Oh, man, I missed it.
I did that. I thought you were on guitar the whole time.
No,
I honestly did.
No, I don't do the air guitar. That's your thing.
You don't do? Do you do any air instruments?
I don't know what an air instrument is. Does that really count as an instrument if you actually do it? Is that how it works?
It's an air instrument.
Okay, so...
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
What are you doing over there?
Bob is gone today preparing for a 6 o'clock tilt with League 42.
Ooh.
His Panthers. I'll be out there helping out the Panthers a little bit. Giving them some pointers. I bet I say approximately 8 words tonight.
8?
Yeah.
Why only 8?
Man,
Go around and talk to the kids and help them out.
I had a long meeting today at work. I had to leave work early to go help my wife out in her classroom with, I don't even really know how to describe it. Some like faux job interviews.
Faux job?
F-A-U-X, right? Faux job interviews.
F-A-U-X. No idea.
Like simulated.
Simulated.
Yeah, with the kids, they're doing a popcorn company where they will make and distribute popcorn, and these youngsters were interviewing for positions within that company.
So were you acting as the person?
I was the interviewee.
Giving the interview?
Yeah, I was conducting the interview.
So how'd that go? Did you have somebody stand out that you're like, whoa, yeah, this is good?
I thought they were all real good kids. Some of them were quiet and shy, and others were a little more outgoing. I wouldn't say any of them were problems or... You wouldn't want to hire these kids at age 8 to be in important positions within a company.
Wow. So you just crushed their hopes.
No, I said they would. I think they would all have those capabilities.
They would all have the capabilities to get her done?
Yeah. In fact, if I'm listening right now and I'm a business owner or a person in position of power around Wichita, I would strongly consider these youngsters.
It kind of like recruits in athletics now, you know, sign
a
them early.
Bit. You got to get
her done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well. You got to lock these kids up early because you know when they reach the age where they can be in the workforce, they'll make someone $1 billion.
You got to be first. You got to be first. If you're not first, you're last.
We had to write feedback, I guess, on like as the interviewer, the person conducting the interview, we had to like write feedback so the teacher could look at it later and I wrote on for this one kid, he's either going to make us $1 billion or the company will go under because of him. And there's no third option.
Wow. So the kid's a hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's money or bust. This kid at 8,
right?
He knows now that he's either in or he's out.
If he channels his enthusiasm toward the right areas, the sky's the limit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jackson was his name, not Jackson, so I can't accuse it of being your offspring, of course.
No,
that kind of potential.
Why would you do anything like that? Don't give me any credit whatsoever.
No.
I understand.
Yeah,
I do.
But if he veers off just slightly, from the stated goal and the stated mission of our popcorn company, it will all fall apart.
Whew.
That's a lot of pressure to put on one kid.
You've put a lot of pressure on all these kids. It sounds like.
No, just
at
him.
At eight, you're just crushing their hopes.
Sorry.
No? Well, I don't.
I'm
don't
not
be
crushing
sorry.
Anybody's hopes.
Don't be sorry to me.
You got to get that popcorn out.
Well, obviously you
That's
do.
Your job right now, kids.
I get it.
At Wheatland Elementary, second grade, Mrs. Lutz's class. You got to move that popcorn. All right?
What? All right. Fair enough.
We got some hockey we're going to talk about. I'm sure that's why Chris is calling early. Couple game sevens tonight, Chris. What are you looking for?
Chris ain't interested in the game sevens, I guarantee you that.
Well, since you mentioned that, I had another thing to get to in a second. But, yeah, I would really love to see the Leafs win this game, but this is a typical type of game that they're just not going to beat the Bruins, in my opinion. I think Jason's probably going to agree with me on that, but maybe he wouldn't.
Well, the problem with the Leafs right now is where's Tavares? He's got one goal in the six games, and it was an empty netter. He's got three assists. He hasn't shown up and done anything at all. And the problem with that is that if he doesn't show up tonight in Boston, they're going to be in trouble.
Right, yeah. What I wanted to actually say also, I'd like to see the Sharks win the other series also, but I was thinking, Jeff, since you are such an Eagle fan and your dad is, I wondered if you guys ever considered instead of James Dean for your intro song, since you guys are the Drive, why don't you just go with Live in the Fast Lane?
That's a good call, Chris. There are several songs that the Eagles have done that would fit in that category. Old 55, sure. It's slow. You couldn't use it as an intro, but it's about a car, for crying out loud.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Also, Jason, need you to be pulling for my Avalanche. I know you don't have any bias there, but they're looking really, really good right now, and go Avs.
Well, I told you, Chris, before, in a one-game series, Calgary's wasn't that strong. It wouldn't surprise me at all that Colorado wins that game. And them changing goaltenders and sticking with Grubauer was a great move by
you
them.
You would have done that? You would have stuck with Grubauer?
Well,
as opposed to
Grubauer? Yeah, anyways, yeah. But it makes a difference. And obviously with MacKinnon, their line has been very strong. And as far as I'm concerned, he's one of the most underrated players in the NHL.
Give us the five most underrated players in the NHL right now.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that right now, to tell you the honest truth.
That other guy for Toronto, right? He's pretty underrated.
Tavares?
Yeah.
No, he's not. The problem with him is he's overrated.
He is?
If anything, Tavares is overrated. Coming from the Islanders last year, they expected him to be the man.
The Islanders got better.
The Islanders are very good. You know, they swept Pittsburgh. But tonight, if I'm going to pick the games, I'm going to take Boston, and I'm going to take Vegas.
You're going to take Vegas on the road.
On the road, I'm going to take Vegas in San Jose. Why, I'm not too sure, but I like Vegas and I like Boston. Those would be my picks tonight in the NHL for the Game 7s to advance.
Who do you want to win? Does it matter to you?
I like the Vegas story, even though last year, you know, we watched them into the finals. Well, it didn't quite play out, but if you're Las Vegas, that's a pretty good season. You got a bunch of nobodies that come together and get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think that's probably why I'm hoping they win tonight, so that it's not just one of those things that it just happened. I think Vegas has a good team. If Fleury plays well in net, they got a chance. Boston, I just think at home.
You wouldn't want him to allow a flurry of goals, is
oh,
what you're saying.
Oh, Jeff. Wow.
Write that down.
Look at you go today.
Next time I'm not in, you can use that.
Can I?
Yeah.
I can use that one?
Absolutely. You can consider that yours. You ready to set up the show?
I would love to set up the show.
We got a plethora of interviews today.
Another big word.
Man, I was thinking of something different, but I couldn't come up with it. 425, Scott Chasen, who covers Kansas, the University of Kansas Athletics for 24/7 Sports. He'll join us to talk about Udoka Azubuike, who might also be returning or not returning, recruiting for Kansas. And he'll join us at 4:25. Big college basketball today. 4:40, Neil Dowdy, a founding member of REO Speedwagon, the lone remaining founding member of REO Speedwagon.
Really?
Speedwagon still in the band.
Hmm.
See, this is what happens when my brain slows down. We both talked so much activity for both of us today.
Oh, crazy.
Stumbling over words, not being able to think of words.
That's why I use little words. Everyone can understand.
Neil Dowdy, though. Are you going to join in with Jack Oliver and me for that one? One question?
I'll sit here for sure.
At least listen.
Oh, I'll come up with a ridiculous question. You know that.
Please do.
I will.
What most surprised you about the performance of Riding the Storm out on the Canadian charts?
The Canadian charts?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know where you were going with that either.
I did, but 525, Anthony Capra will join us.
I'm a boy.
Yeah, we like to have him on when dude is in with me. We have a few things to talk about with him. He mentioned Game of Thrones on Twitter the other day. I don't watch that show.
I don't either.
But I'll pick his brain about it a little bit. And at 5:40, C.J. Moore from The Athletic, he wrote a piece about Greg Marshall that appeared today on The Athletic. Mentioned that Greg Marshall was offered nearly a $1 million raise to leave Wichita State for Arkansas, but obviously, ultimately, turned Arkansas down.
Well, there's probably a reason behind that, and we're just not sure what it is.
Well, CJ will have some insight on that.
You bet he will.
Andrew is next on the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. Andrew, appropriately enough, you're 18, so that should be the hotline you join. What's up?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jason. How we doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, it's good to hear you guys, man. I'm super excited. I know you just literally got off the topic of hockey, and I usually don't really call and talk much about hockey, but, man, what happened to my Blackhawks, Jason? Like, we were so good, and now we're just trash.
Yeah, absolutely nothing happened. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure. Honestly, they still got a bunch of good players over there. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe it was just one of those years. Maybe it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, there's no reason why they shouldn't have been in the playoffs this year. Their team was good enough, but, you know, that's sports. It's the way it goes.
Yep, and now my Cubs are trash. And the Bears are good, though.
They'll probably end up being trash, Andrew. They had 1 year. I'll reevaluate as we get toward the beginning of the season my surprise teams in the NFL. I've already called the Jets, so we know that'll pan out, and we'll see what else falls through the cracks.
All right, well, you guys have a great day, and bear down.
Okay. Bear down. Does that do anything for you?
No. No. But it's always good to hear from Andrew.
We love Andrew.
Oh, happy days.
But
guaranteed
all of his teams are admittedly trash.
Well, that is true.
I bet he likes the Bulls, too. They're trash.
Why would you say the Bulls?
Because he's every Chicago team.
Well,
Bears.
Good point.
Cubs.
I take it back.
Blackhawks.
That makes sense. That makes
sense. If he likes basketball, I bet it's the Bulls. And they just happen to be trash.
Well, they're not that good. So I can't argue anything on that side of it.
So
I can't argue for Andrew on that.
No,
I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
They'll,
sorry, buddy.
They'll get better. They've got a couple pieces, but they're trash right now.
They are.
Simply put, Jason, the Bulls are trash.
The Bulls, yeah, they're trash. I agree. I agree. We agreed this early in the show.
Well, we gotta have to.
It must be a long day.
We're gonna have to fix that. We're debuting a new musical theme today.
Well, what is it?
Music of the World, and we're running it for an entire month.
Okay,
we are picking a country.
Okay.
Each and every day on this show for the next 4 weeks or thereabouts. And highlighting the popular music, mostly, that has come from artists from that country.
So when's Canada? That's going to be the best day.
Canada should be in the mix. Do you want to know?
You're not going to have a Canada Day?
I don't know. We've done Canada Day
come
before.
Come on. You can't have, what do you mean? You
music,
might not. You
music
might
of
not,
the world.
Of the world. Canada is part of the world.
Canada is not really part of
what do you mean it's not part of the world, Jeff?
They're not part of the spirit of what we're going for.
What are you talking about?
We're trying to highlight diversity, trying to highlight different ethnic sounds that come from different places.
Hey, a boot. There you go, different sounds.
So and you know Earl now will call because he'll want Rush. And I just want to avoid all of that.
Why?
Because we're starting today with Sweden.
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 Ah.
And it's going to be good. And I can't wait. It's going to be real good. Let's go back to the phones. Pastor Mike. What's up, Pastor Mike?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're pretty fantastic. How are you?
I am fantastic, too. I'm so excited about the Chiefs. They added Frank Clark, and I think that's the piece we needed for our defense.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know, I bet you know where I stand on that trade, given his history.
Yeah, it's true. But it's been a little while. I did a little follow-up on it as well, and so seems like he's been real good since he's got to the team, so hopefully that'll continue in Kansas City. But I was reading online that because of that trade, we are now the pick to win the Super Bowl this year.
Well, if you don't win the Super Bowl, it will kind of be a disappointment. That roster now is loaded. They've picked up two defensive superstars in Honey Badger and now Frank Clark. So, yeah, you better win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I don't think we've ever been the Super Bowl favorite, probably ever. Even when we won the Super Bowl, we weren't the favorite. So, yeah, I am pumped. I mean, just think I've had a world championship with the Royals and now
yeah, so good.
with the Chiefs. Life is good. Yes, and even though the Royals are bad now, I can see some young players coming up, and so we'll build there as well. And it's just so good to be a Kansas City fan and not necessarily a Cleveland fan. I know the Browns are doing better.
It's actually really good to be a Cleveland fan right now. We're on the up and up. We're going to get Zion, too, in the NBA draft. I feel it.
Oh, there you go. And so you'll be back with the Cavaliers as well.
Oh, you never know. It fluctuates in the NBA. Appreciate it, Pastor Mike.
Well, this is exciting time, and I'm glad to give you a minute to gloat in our possible success.
All right, appreciate it. There goes Pastor Mike. We will talk about that Frank Clark trade. Another Chief. Now with a history of domestic violence.
Well, they seem to be loading up on those.
It's a little, yeah, it's got to be unsettling for fans of the Chiefs. I get that he's a fantastic football player, and as Pastor Mike mentioned, he does make them among the odds-on favorites to win the Super Bowl. But, I mean, do you want to keep going down that road?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. They got rid of.
I know.
They get rid of Kareem Hunt because of it. But
yeah, but not because he did it, but because he didn't tell the truth about it.
Well, I'll give you that.
Obviously, you can commit the acts. We've seen it now. It's a historical, empirical evidence. Now,
those
Jason.
Are a lot of yeah. good big words, Jeff.
Empirical evidence tells us you can commit the act and play for the Chiefs. You just have to be honest about it.
Well,
if that's a cynical viewpoint, I guess so be it. Eric is up next on the drive. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, number one, yeah, that is a cynical view.
I mean, I guess.
Sorry. I mean, you can look at probably anybody's past and say they committed something bit on.
Nope. You sure can't. You cannot look at anybody's past and say they hit women.
You'd be surprised, Jeff. You'd be surprised. That's not what I called about, so let's get off that.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it? I get that. But it's supposed to be uncomfortable.
Sure it is. I don't know. I don't appreciate anybody laying a hand on a woman. That's not my point.
All right. What did you have, Eric?
Anyway, I wanted to talk to Duda about the kid that came back for the Avalanche from the Frozen Four and scored a goal in his first NHL game in a playoff game. You think that's pretty cool, dude?
Makar?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, I know when they when UMass won to get to the finals that Colorado was disappointed because they wanted him back because they had him for another game. But I'll tell you what, I was surprised that the kid looked as good as he does so far. And the fact that all the ice time that he's been getting shows that they got a ton of confidence in this kid. And he's going to be around there for quite a while.
Yeah, for him to come out, I mean, right straight out of the college playoffs and come and play that much in his first game, I was shocked.
I'm with you. I did not think that he would come back and play as much as he did. But I mean, the kid's playing close to 20 minutes a game. That's impressive. And the fact that he's holding his own and playing very well, good for him. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he was solid. I mean, getting out of the zone and defending break-ins. I mean, he was solid. So I was shocked. I mean, anyway, I'm a big Avs fan, so I just wanted to get in on that, dude. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. You guys want to break down the 12th hole at Augusta, too, while you're at it? Good grief.
All right, why do you get that way? If you didn't know about Augusta and you didn't watch and other people are having a conversation, you get all upset. Now we're talking a little hockey and the kid coming out of UMass, and now you're mad. So what do you want to break down? What's your problem? What's your problem today?
Why can hockey teams do that? Why can a guy just show up with the Avalanche and, okay, you're on the roster, you're playing? Well, why? You can't do that in baseball.
Why
the guy
not?
Has to be in
why can't you do that in baseball? Go out, catch the ball, or go hit the ball.
What are you talking about?
In baseball? Do you have an at-bat in baseball?
No, I'm talking about just showing up from college the day before and now you're in the lineup. You have to be in the organization by September 1 to be eligible for the playoffs. So why in hockey does this kid just to get play college? Why is he even with the Avalanche? Why them and not any other team? Explain that rule to
well,
me.
Well, obviously he was probably drafted by them, or he has their rights by them. So when he's done, he can go play for them. That's
so you
hockey.
Can play college after and you're drafted?
He's probably on their active roster for the playoffs, which you got to have. And I'd be lying if I told you how many people are on that roster, because I'm not sure. But if he's on the active roster before the playoffs start, he can play.
So why do they want it? Why do they want to send him off to play in a Frozen Four game where he could be injured if he's in an important part of a playoff team? Why? I don't get it.
Did they know he was going to be an important part? Did they know
he
was going to play
him
as
the
well?
Minute he was eligible.
But they didn't know. But obviously they saw enough in this kid that they were comfortable playing him. And so you start the kid, you start playing him, and you see what he has. Obviously, they were very comfortable with the way he played, and he's played very well the last couple games. Happy days. Good for the kid.
We got Scott Chasen at 425. We'll get one more call in. Against my better judgment, it's the real Dave. What's up?
Like you have any better judgment. Hey.
You got that right, Dave.
I've been on your side, and I've, you know, said great things about you, but I'm gonna bust on you here just a little bit.
Fair enough.
The reason the kid did so good coming from, you know, college and playing the pros was that, you know, hockey's that easy. Anybody could just come off the street and do it, right?
Oh, Dave.
And that's right. That's what
all
it seems
the times
like.
We've been buddies, and you throw that out there today.
Hey, you know, I throw him on Bob every now and then, too. Just too easy of a target.
Well, that's true. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah. And after I gave you the great compliment of being a great father on Friday, I thought, you know, I got to come back and tear you down a little bit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's fair enough. I can live with that. And you know what, Dave? I appreciate it. I appreciate your opinion on this.
Thanks, the real Dave. All right, we can't just have a guy laughing maniacally on this show for that long. Let's take a break. Scott Chasen will return. Will be with us when we return. He covers Kansas athletics for 247sports.com. We'll talk about Adoka Azubuike and other comings and goings for Kansas basketball. Stay with us. Jason Duda in for Bob today, and this is The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.